Do you know, at almost any time in history, there's someone somewhere predicting the imminent end of the world. I couldn't actually find one for today. That's the 11th of June 2015, though I expect if I looked hard I could find one. But certainly, for example, very recently, there were a number of prophecies 2 months ago, the big solar eclipse at the end of March 2015. And that gives us a clue as to what sort of signs people are looking for. So the sort of signs that anything exceptional, or especially anything exceptional and disruptive. So one set of prophecies come with, you know, the alignment of the planets or the movement of the sun or something like that. So quite a lot related to that. But others are related to natural disasters, earthquakes, tempests, volcanoes. For example, in 1755, the famous Lisbon earthquake produced a crop of prophecies all over Europe, where, after all, it had happened, not so usual to have such a major one, but promising. The end of the world was nigh. Everyone should, you know, make a quick spiritual audit and be ready to face their maker. It's very, very intense. But the other category is anything disruptive, like civil wars produce a lot of such prophecies, and also great wars. So in 1814-15, when the Napoleonic Wars are convulsing Europe, there are large numbers of prophecies. And one I find particularly interesting, many of these prophecies come from men, but sometimes the socially marginal and excluded also come forward to prophesy. And in Britain, there was the famous case of Joanna Southcott in 1814. She was a 64-year-old woman. She announced she was pregnant with the new Messiah, and her body showed all the signs of pregnancy, and several doctors mistakenly certified that she was pregnant. And she acquired an ecstatic following of people. They clubbed together, they bought a celestial bed for the Messiah when he was to be born, and you know, there was terrific excitement and a cult around her. And then she died in December 1814, after the due date of the baby had been announced. So her last days were very unhappy, because she was aware that something had gone wrong. And after she died, macabrely, they quickly rummaged through her body in case there was a baby. But there wasn't, it was a tumour. But this was at a time of intense excitement. And in Russia, where, you know, they had been fighting against the Napoleonic armies, Napoleon was identified with the Antichrist, who is another figure who comes at the end of the world. And so it became a divinely appointed struggle to defeat him. So these are exciting times, and especially if there's a conjunction of the planets and an earthquake and a war, well, there's no stopping the prophets.